Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast, where we are on Sundays engaged in a conversation about the book of Titus, talking about the good life, the life of the kingdom, the life as it was meant to be, the life that Jesus came to reveal, the life that is truly life. And then I thought it'd be fun if we took, you know, every morning and just went through every verse and every word in this book and learned how to just kind of read scripture and pray scripture and allow our entire day to just be enveloped in the truth and in just casual, you know, conversation with Jesus, because that's the invitation of the gospel. So we're doing that, and we're going through chapter 2 this week, and I'm going to start reading in verse 11 in just a moment, but the title of the podcast this morning is The Larger Story, and I think that we often miss the bigness, if I could put it that way. I'm not even sure that's a word, but the bigness of the story of God, how grand it is, how large it is, how, you know, magnificent it is. And what the good news of the gospel actually is, it's a story, it's a narrative, it's the invitation into something. And here's the point, something that we were created for. See, we were created to be caught up and play our unique part within this larger story. We were created for adventure and for battle and for, you know, fellowship. And there is a hero in the story, Jesus, and there is a villain in the story, Satan. And so that's why I think whether it's scripture or film or literature, when Frodo steps forward and says, "I'll carry the ring to the fires of Mount Doom," you know, or Lucy enters into the wardrobe, or Neo takes the red pill, or James and John, you know, drop their nets, or Jonah, you know, when he's spit out onto the shore, says, "Fine, God, I'll go to Nineveh." Whenever we hear or read something like that, something in our heart leaps. It's like, yes, that's right. That's what I'm made for. That's opening my eyes or opening my heart to the larger story that is the gospel. And I think if we miss that about the gospel, we've actually missed the entirety of the gospel. And one of the enemy's favorite things to do, one of the enemy's greatest ploys, is to rob the gospel of the grandness, the narrative, the adventure, how magnificent it is. And I don't know of anywhere in the New Testament where the story is laid out better than in Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. So let me read these three verses, and then I'll make a few comments on them. Titus chapter 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God has appeared and offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." That's Paul captivated by the larger story, the large, the magnificent, the grand story of God. And within the context of what Titus is dealing with there on the island of Crete, Paul just lays it out. That's the story. And it starts with the grace of God. And I think sometimes when we use the word grace, we get it confused with mercy. See, mercy is not getting what we deserve. You know, forgiveness is not getting what we deserve, but grace is different than forgiveness and mercy. Grace is a dynamic term. Grace is the power of God, the charis of God that is reached out. And then in us and through us, grace allows us to become what we could never become on our own. Grace is the power of God working in and through us to become like Him. And that's what salvation is. And it's available for all people. And so implicit in what Paul is saying there is when we experience the grace and the power of God to become like Jesus, to live that life, we open our eyes and we see that all people are in need of this, captive by the villain in the story. And grace, the power of God, teaches us to say no to ungodliness, to say no, if you will, to the villain in the story that has a plan to steal and kill and destroy humanity, and yes, to the hero in the story, the one that has come and has invaded his world and has showed us what it looks like to live a godly life that is truly life, a life worth living. And then Paul uses this phrase, the present age. Now, maybe we haven't, you know, focused on this quite enough as we've read the New Testament, but present age and age to come is story language. It's the language for stages in a story, chapters, acts, moves. It's the unfolding drama of God throughout history that the gospel invites us to be caught up in. Now, this present age, of course, is an age of battle and fellowship where we must be intimate allies with each other and for each other. Even though the battle's been won, the enemy is still waging this one last war to take as many people out as possible. And, you know, in this present age, the gospel, the grace of God, calls us to say no to ungodliness and yes to godly lives in this present age. And then, you know, Paul ends this gospel story rant by saying, yeah, but we are awaiting the appearing of the glory of God and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, the age to come. And so Paul says, okay, let's keep talking story language. At any moment, this glorious appearance of Jesus is going to happen. It's going to usher in the blessed hope, the renewal of creation, resurrection, right, where the enemy will be not only defeated as he is now, but destroyed. And then we'll enter into, you know, an adventure and a fellowship and a mission to a degree that we can't even fathom right now. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what God has in store for those that love Him. And so the point, you know, of this podcast, the point of this passage is that the gospel has an invitation, and actually I don't like the word invitation, a summons, right? To do what Frodo did, say yes. You know, what Lucy did, what Neo did, what James and John did, what Jonah did, to say yes to the adventure, yes to the mission, yes to the power of God's grace working in us and through us to allow us to become what we could never become on our own. The gospel, this story, this narrative is not simply about getting forgiven and waiting for heaven. It's really about taking our place, playing our part, saying yes, and it's a big yes, you know, to use our unique giftings, which are needed in this unfolding drama, larger story, magnificent grand narrative called the plan of redemption that God is involved in with us as He redeems His world and as He redeems those that He loves within His world. And so, you know, what I'd like to do is just have a time of prayer, a time of meditation. In a moment, just go back and read Titus 2, verse 11, 12, and 13, and see what part stands out to you the most. What part is the Holy Spirit on? Because that really is the task of Lectio Divina, reading a few, you know, verses in Scripture, and then where does the Holy Spirit take you? And whatever part of that passage the Holy Spirit takes you to, just meditate on it. Let that part of the grand narrative just roll around in your mind, roll around in your heart, and let God speak what He wants to speak in and through that piece. And then hold on to it throughout the day. Allow that to be the conversation topic and piece that you and Jesus get to interact with throughout the day as you walk and talk with Him, praying without ceasing, and just enjoying the life that we get to live in the kingdom of God. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website, at inlandvineyard.org.